Today on Capitol Hill, Postmaster General Louis DeJoy is testifying before the House Oversight Committee, saying that he wants to correct inaccuracies about what he's done since taking the helm at the post office in June.
First, I did not direct the removal of blue collection boxes or the removal of mail processing equipment. Second, I did not direct the cutback on hours at any of our post offices. And finally, I did not direct the elimination or any cutback in overtime.
DeJoy's testimony comes after he made cost-saving operational changes that have been blamed for widespread delays in the mail and have Democrats worried about the ability of the post office to handle election ballots in November. NPR congressional reporter Claudia Grisales has been following the hearing, and she joins us now. Claudia, we just heard DeJoy say that he did not ask for cutbacks in overtime or the removal of collection boxes, but on the other hand, there have been reports of those things happening. So what do we learn today? What is true?
So he did reiterate those points that he hasn't been tied to any of those reports of these sorting machines, for example, being taken offline. However, we heard from Democrats saying that they believe he's not being transparent and forthcoming about what's really going on at the post office. He did admit he has suspended some of these practices they asked about. He also said in terms of the sorting machines, he said the post office needs a lot more funding. They're going to lose more than $10 billion this year. So at one point he was saying, get me the funding, I'll put the machines back in, getting them back online. And so there were also some comments by him that he has been disconnected from some of these reports. He says he wasn't aware of some of the practices at the Postal Service, and he reiterated how long he's been on the job, just a little more than 2 months, and he's just catching up to some operational standards. And Democrats raised concern. He's in charge, and he should know of the requests coming and going and some of these machines that have gone offline and what's also needed to come online as soon as possible.
The Washington Post is reporting that, yes, the post office does regularly decommission mail sorting machines, but there are bigger than usual reductions this year, which is an election year. Did he make any comments about that?
No, I didn't hear any in terms of the hearing itself. They've covered a lot of the same ground that we heard Friday when he testified before a Senate panel on this. And in terms of some new details there, those have been hard to come by today.
All right, Louis DeJoy, a logistics executive before he got to this job, also, though, a Trump donor, Republican fundraiser, and he was asked if he was delaying the mail to help the president. Here's an exchange with Democratic Congressman Jim Cooper of Tennessee.
Do your mail delays fit Trump's campaign goal of hurting the post office, as stated in his tweets? Are your mail delays implicit campaign contributions?
I'm here to represent the Postal Service. It has nothing to do with all my actions have to do with improvement into the Postal Service.
Meanwhile, Republicans are also claiming that there's political interference. But from Democrats, here's Congressman Jim Jordan, a Republican of Ohio, talking about DeJoy's background.
You got an amazing history of community service. You help kids with their education. You serve your community, serve our country. And these people are out to get you. When all the facts, none of the facts, as the Wall Street Journal said, this is one giant conspiracy from the Democrats.
So what about that? Is there any evidence at all that these moves were political and that they were intended to somehow help the president's reelection?
So DeJoy has been very firm here today, pushing back on any kind of references that this is politically motivated. He said that is not the case at all. But as you mentioned, he is a Trump donor, and he and his wife have a history of donating to conservative causes, Republican candidates, including more than $1 million to President Trump's election efforts. And so he's also heavily active with the Republican Party. So those questions have been raised, but he has been very firm today pushing back on those claims that he is making these decisions on a political basis.
And just briefly, over the weekend, Democrats in the House approved $25 billion for the Postal Service. 26 Republicans supported that bill, but it doesn't look like that has much of a chance going forward, does it? Is the Postal Service going to get any more money anytime soon?
Not anytime soon. We should note that this amount was appropriated in the HEROES Act, which is the new proposal from Democrats from the last few months on pandemic relief aid. It hasn't been approved there. That bill hasn't had much traction. And in this case, Senate Republicans have already said they would not take up this bill, and President Trump has already threatened to veto it if they did.
NPR congressional reporter Claudia Grisales, thanks very much.
Thanks for having me.